Hello, good afternoon. Why do you think it's important to demonstrate about women and girls not having safety in the streets?
We are trying to have our voices heard by demonstrating that we need to be protected and we need to feel safe when we are walking around the streets of Bradford. Not to go on walking to keep looking at your back, at your side, if there's anybody following you, someone to attack you. So we want them also who are arriving here to feel free to express themselves, to talk about what is worrying them, like we want to be safe in the streets. So we are doing it so that we can be heard and listened to, and something has to be done about it to everyone who is coming to the city of Bradford.
Definitely, because most of the people, they don't know they have the rights to say out what they want, and they don't have the confidence to protest, or they think it's their time because they are refugees. They have to say yes to everything, but it's not it. Everyone has got a right to be happy and to live in a good condition. Thank you so much for coming.
And we're going to do just for that protest. We're going to do some talking on the floor. We're going to put some flowers on the floor and let people know why can't the streets be safe for women and children.
So we're making signs that we could take into town, and what we've done is about women, basically. It's about empowerment. We've looked at the nationalities, some of the nationalities that come here as well, with some of the signs that's got the word woman in so many, about seven different languages, because I can only fit seven on that one, to be honest. And then we just broke it down like Azadi, which means freedom in Urdu, but it's freedom for Iran as well. So we tried to make sure that it reaches to as many different nationalities and countries that have got lots of things happening right now, social issues, particularly around women. And I think it's right for us to do it in Bayasam because we go to demos all the time, and we've also go to Million Women Rise, and we do lots of activities for women. We're not, it's not about issues against men. What I'm trying to say is that we're not stopping men from attending certain things like the events outside.
So I'm here because I couldn't go to the vigil for Kulsama Akhtar last time because I was working, and it affected me quite deeply, thinking that there was a woman murdered on the streets of Bradford, and just it brought back a lot of things for me about how safe I feel as a woman on the streets of Bradford. And I just wanted to be here in solidarity with other women to say, you know, this is still a really pertinent issue for everybody, and I just wanted to take part.
Kulsama Akhtar!
Say her name!
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 Women, life, freedom! Women, life, freedom! Women, life, freedom! Women, life, freedom!
Can you tell me, what are you doing here today?
I finished my college and I came here and I saw the Kulsama Akhtar name, and I stand here. I want to ask people what happened.
Okay. Yeah, we are here because we feel that it's not safe sometimes for women to be in the street, and girls. So we are raising our voices. Yes. And why do you think it's important to demonstrate about women and girls not being safe in the street?
I think the daytime is okay, but night time it's not safe in the Bradford on the street for girls.
I am woman, activist, mother, warrior, daughter, protester, sister, agitator, wife, peacemaker.
I just came today to stand for the right of women, right of girls. We have the right of walking freely in the street. We are human beings. We have to feel equal to men. Why men are walking freely and not women? Why women have been attacked? Why women have been killed in the streets? Why? That is my point of standing today. I am standing for the right of women to feel free. If we come to this young girl, Kulsama, who was killed in the street for nothing, for no harming someone, that is wrong, completely wrong. Let's stand as women to shout. We need our freedom. We need our freedom to walk freely as men in the street.
The other question I'm asking is, why is it important to do this during the Refugee Week?
That is very important to stand on the Refugee Week, because we have many refugees here in Bradford who fled their country, who were persecuted in their country. So if we stand today, is to show that we as refugees, as all women and girls in Bradford, we are equal. There is no discrimination between refugee and other women living in the UK. We all are women. So we stand as refugee here to show that we are human beings and we need to be protected, as is our right to stand and to shout, leave us the way, don't harm us. Look at me, I'm the same like you, and I need my freedom. In the street, wherever I'm going, I want to feel free. I don't want to be harmed. I don't want to be persecuted, as it was the case where I fled from. That's why we stand on the Refugee Week, and to just ask the right for women and girls, refugee women, and all women.
Women's rights are human rights. Women's rights are human rights. Women's rights are human rights.